that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go.
Welcome to your weekend. This is Weekend Showcase, your North State Arts Magazine. I'm Tom Kinney. Today we visit Birdcage Theater in Oroville to talk with cast members from the production that opens there tonight, Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. Also on today's program, we'll talk with Melissa Schuster, coordinator of next weekend's Concours de la Chapelle, a classic car show, and an evening of art, food, music, dancing, and all kinds of elegant fun, all to benefit the Northern California Ballet of Paradise. We'll also talk with one of that troupe's young ballerinas, and we'll hear from Jake Early, well-known printmaker, will be showing his art at the event. That's coming up over the next half hour here on Weekend Showcase. Stay tuned. First, here's Brian Mall with the North State Arts Calendar.
Take a romantic getaway this weekend. Pacific Crest Chamber Music Players perform two works from the Romantic era, Mendelssohn's String Quartet No. 6 in F minor, and Dvorak's Piano Quintet No. 2. Tonight's performance is at Preservation Hall in Yreka starting at 7. Tomorrow starting at 7, Reading's Pilgrim Congregational Church hosts the players. And Sunday, again starting at 7, you can enjoy this concert in Dunsmuir at POPS Performing Arts and Cultural Center. Wednesday in Red Bluff at the State Theater, the world-famous Glenn Miller Orchestra makes a one-night-only appearance. The 18-member ensemble will play original Miller arrangements plus modern selections performed in the Miller style. It all starts at 7:30. The Orland Art Center presents its 7th annual group show featuring artists from all over the North State. Gallery hours, 1 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday. Tonight in Chico's downtown plaza, the funky rock sounds of the Alternators. Rock out starting at 6 o'clock. Next Thursday at Chico State's Laxon Auditorium, indie rock harmonies from Australia, The Waifs. Tight harmonies and masterful strings starting at 7:30. At the Chico Women's Club next Thursday, a trio of comedians at the Comedy Showcase. Political satire from Jim Hightower, Will Durst, and the North State's own Mary Standish. Comedy to make you laugh and think, beginning at 7:30. The Chico Art Center's national all-media juried exhibition features over 150 examples of visual arts from all over the country. The galleries open every day of the week from noon to 4. At 1078 Gallery in Chico, see the works of Jessica Eastburn. Her exhibit's titled Flim Flam. Gallery hours, 12:30 to 5:30, Tuesday through Saturday. Auditions for the Butte College production Spring Awakening happen at the Black Box Theater in the Arts Building on Butte's main campus, Tuesday the 23rd and Wednesday the 24th from 7 to 9 p.m. Spring Awakening is the popular Tony-winning rock musical about early 20th century young people rebelling against their strict puritanical elders. The audition seeks actors from mid-teens to adults, and each auditioner will do cold readings from the script and sing a song of their choice. That's the calendar for this week. Thanks for listening. Gene Roddenberry, creator of Star Trek, was born today. According to Roddenberry, art is really people asking the eternal question, what's it all about?
I'm at Birdcage Theater in Oroville, and we're talking about the production that opens tonight, Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. And we have one of the, I have to say more villainous characters, Tybalt, and he's played by Matthew Dick. Hi, Matthew.
Hi, Tom.
So how does it feel to be kind of one of the bad guys in a show like this?
I'm kind of thrilled, actually. I haven't been given an antagonist role of this magnitude yet, and it's quite exciting.
So tell us how looking at this play through the eyes of Tybalt, which is a lot different from looking at the play through Romeo's eyes or Juliet's eyes, how has that changed the way you experience this story?
I see everything going wrong where everyone else sees everything going right. With Romeo and Juliet getting married, Tybalt never quite learns that fact, but if he did, he would be completely furious. Tybalt finds such slight in the little things that happen between the Montagues and the Capulets. One of his lines, which I find really explains pretty much Tybalt in a nutshell, is, "Peace, I hate the word as I hate hell, all Montagues and thee." And then he says, "Have that, coward," and he tries to kill someone.
We've been talking with Matthew Dick, who is playing Tybalt in Romeo and Juliet, which opens tonight at the Birdcage Theater. Now we're talking with one of the, more comic characters. She's playing the nurse, and her name is Marissa Cousins. So what's it like being of a lower class compared to all these high-born people?
I think she uses that to her advantage because even though she's a lower class, people kind of expect certain things from her. And with her being with the Capulets, her class only has an effect on basically her relationship with Juliet. Because if she was of a higher class, she would have never been able to be in Juliet's life, and she wouldn't have turned out the way she did.
So describe your character. Describe the nurse.
She is quirky and insane and very dirty-minded. But she provides the relief that is desperately needed because she says the first thing that's on her mind and no one can make her be quiet.
So talk about the nurse's perspective and how it might change through the course of the play.
In the beginning, all she's focused on is basically getting Juliet a husband. She wants it to be the County Paris, but unfortunately Juliet falls for Romeo. So her perspective kind of shifts, although she wants Juliet to have the best match in life. She wants her to basically be successful, to look good with her parents, but she also wants her to follow her heart. The nurse's perspective is kind of everything's a joke. Everything is light. Everything is funny. Nothing is too serious. However, if needed, she can completely flip and be one of the most serious characters.
We've been talking with Marissa Cousins, who has the most comic role in Romeo and Juliet at Birdcage Theater, which opens tonight. Now we're going to talk to Romeo. His name is Michael Ossa. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Tom.
So you live in Reading. How did you end up in a play that opens in Oroville tonight?
I heard it from the producer, Sarah Lissette Ballard, who plays as Juliet. Sarah Lissette is one of my closest friends and most trusted friends and got me involved in many productions at the Riverfront Playhouse in Reading. When we brainstormed about this years ago, I agreed to play her Romeo. I didn't know at the time it was going to be in Oroville before I made this commitment.
But you are going to be playing it in Reading too eventually, right?
Yes, I made a commitment to this, so I will be doing it in Oroville. And if it's in Reading, I probably will do it in Reading. Most likely will.
So, Michael, what's it like
doing the central part of Romeo.
Romeo is a very complicated character, in my opinion. I don't carry a lot of memorabilia of what it was like to be 16, unlike our Juliet, who has a diary, so she can reminisce back in time to what it was like to be 14, 15, or 16.
You know, as Romeo, you're really bucking the system. In other words, you're going against what everybody says you should do. You know, don't associate with those people. And you're not only associating with them, but you're in a deep love affair with one of them. When you were growing up, were you a rebellious type?
Believe it or not, not really. But I had wanted to. I never had the courage to actually rebel against my family in the way that Romeo did against Juliet's family. He never rebelled against his own family. There's no indication of that in the play. But he did violate a lot of Capulet rules. And that I do have experience with in personal relationships.
So what is doing this role of Romeo tapping into for you?
Youthful primal instincts. A core primal instinct of passion. And that's what Romeo and Juliet go through.
So how are you activating that deep, careless passion that you have to have as Romeo?
Reminiscing in the first feelings of first relationships, first times with interaction, first kiss. You know, those are very new things. I mean, Romeo is a character who's experiencing puberty. It is a new feeling. It is a primal feeling. It is an intense feeling, and it consumes him.
We've been talking with Romeo from Romeo and Juliet, Michael Ossa. And now I'm talking to our Juliet in Romeo and Juliet at the Birdcage Theater in Oroville, Sarah Lissette Ballard. What's it like getting back into that space of being a teenager? Because you're so much the teenage girl in this part.
I have been reading over my diaries from when I was a teenager and remembering first love and my own Romeo and, you know, being with someone whose parents just hated your guts and the chaos of all your friends pulling you together.
Well, I should also point out to our audience that you are also the producer. You actually came up with the whole idea to do a production of Romeo and Juliet.
I have always loved the play, and I've always wanted to start my own production company, and, you know, it was my dream to do this show. But I had just encountered so many wonderful people in my travels across the North State in doing shows that I thought it would be wonderful to do a production of this magnitude that would bring so many people together.
So you have people from Oroville, of course. You have people from Chico. You have people from Redding. I heard that you even have someone coming down from Oregon to be in this show.
I actually have two very good friends of mine that have been in films with me before. One is coming from Ashland, Oregon, and one is coming from Salem, Oregon.
What's it like organizing something where you have people coming from so far and scattered all over the place in the North State and even in Oregon?
It's absolute madness. I would suggest nobody ever attempt anything like this ever again. I know I most certainly won't, but it's been the most interesting, stressful, and wonderful summer of my life thus far.
We've been talking with Sarah Lissette Ballard, who plays Juliet in Romeo and Juliet at the Birdcage Theater in Oroville. Opens tonight, but traveling on the road to many other communities. Thanks, Sarah Lissette.
Thank you, Tom.
Sweeter than honey and bitter as gall, Cupid, he rules us all. Then will fade. So
This is Dolores Mitchell, and I'm speaking by phone to Jake Early, who is currently in Tempe, Arizona, though, of course, he is an icon of an artist for the North State in California. Jake, you did a serigraph print for the Concours event.
Yeah, just finished it last week. The whole project kind of started through my connection to Chico Paper Company and their involvement with the Concours, and then they asked me if I'd want to participate.
Well, I saw the print via email. I was really excited about how much you convey with so little elements. For example, the color, you've got the golden sunset. The car is streaking up the ridge, and it's stark black, the ridge itself. But the headlights are also golden, as are the goggles of the driver, who looks so happy to be speeding along in this Morgan.
Yes.
You were telling me that you really love a Morgan car.
What always attracted me to the Morgan is just the fact that they're pretty unusual. You know, usually they were made out of wood, which is definitely unusual for a car. They're made in England, I think, in just a really small production. Just a few people work in the factory and don't produce a lot of cars, but the Chappelle family has one. And they have one part of their car show, and I know it's part of their family. I'm just attracted to that kind of car. I handmade all of my equipment that I print on, so a handmade car that's a little unusual or not something you see every day was attractive to me. And then, you know, trying to picture it zitting up Honey Run or up the ridge around Paradise just sounded like it'd be something I'd love to do, and so I hope to try to kind of get that feeling across in the print.
There may be some listeners who don't quite understand what a serigraph is.
It's, you know, screen printing, which is a thousands of years old technology. A screen print, a lot of people can picture a T-shirt that's screen printed. Why screen print on paper? Individually print one color at a time through a screen. They used to be silk. They're not anymore. I create a screen with just the color that I'm printing. In this case, if I'm printing the yellow sunset from the sky, I print all my sheets of paper with this yellow shape on it. And as they're drying, I will set up my press to print the next color. And then I'll individually print that color one sheet at a time, pushing ink through the screen down onto the paper. And I use a squeegee to do that. So I create each screen one at a time, and I create each piece one at a time by printing the inks. And eventually those inks kind of fit together like a puzzle, and they layer up until you're finished. And then I think in this case, it's a 5-color print. So I had to make 5 separate screens and do 5 separate print runs in order to get those colors to line up with one another to create the overall image. Big areas of flat color. So there's really no gradation. Like if there's a sunset, for example, in real life or in a photograph, you would see the sky or the colors would kind of change from blue to orange to dark blue or something. Can't really do that with screen printing. You have to print it all in one flat color. When you're creating the artwork, you have to reduce the colors down to something manageable to print. You know, in this case, I printed 5 colors. So somehow converting an image or creating an image in very few colors, but still trying to express some sort of feeling or an emotion that's challenging, and I like that part of it. And I like the way that they look. Ultimately, I like that flat color that combined to make something, hopefully, that's, you know, interesting to look at. In this case, there's some lines and shadow beneath the car that I kind of streaked a little bit to try to make them look like it's going faster. And then I think the perspective of the ridge, the silhouette of the ridge that you mentioned that's in black ink, you know, that kind of helps the composition of those, you know, on either side of the car kind of disappearing to horizon. I think it helps it make it look like the car is in a canyon and the car is kind of coming up a hill towards you. And I try to get that feeling of speed and depth.
And then there's the scarf that the driver is wearing that appears to be blowing in the wind.
Yeah, hopefully that's a little detail that helps kind of get that point across that they're moving, that the car is moving.
Well, these wonderful Concours prints are available at Chico Paper Company, which is on Broadway at 4th Street, right by the downtown Plaza Park. Thank you so much, Jake.
Oh, thank you. It's a real pleasure to get to talk about it.
Concours de la Chapelle.
classic cars and lots of other elegant things that you can take part in. And it's all to benefit the Northern California Ballet. We also have one of the ballerinas from that group. Let's start with Melissa Schuster. You've been heading up this event for a few years now. Tell me what it is.
This is our eighth year of the Concours de la Chapelle. It is a classic European car show that we put together to benefit Northern California Ballet. Last year, we also partnered with the Rotary Club of Paradise. And it's a very unusual event, so much more than just a car show. We're saying it is where the arts collide in paradise. I realize that's not a good thing to say about cars, but there's a lot of art and a lot of wonderful things that are happening at this event.
Melissa, you have an art form yourself, and that is sculpting your environment. Tell us about that.
My husband Cliff and I have lived on the property. My husband bought it in 2000, and it is a very unusual property. It is located on Inspiration Lane in Paradise, and I have to admit that we are inspired on a daily basis. It's a house, but it is surrounded by lots of greenery and a huge pond, and it's just the perfect place to do an event like this and many other events. So that's what we
well,
do.
Well, I talked about it as sculptural because you have a grotto, you have a cave, you have a hill with a chapel on it,
and a barn.
And what's happening in the barn?
The art barn started out as the storage area until my husband and I decided we wanted to paint in it, and it became our studio for a short period of time. Then as this particular event evolved, we wanted to add the element of visual arts, so it became art in the barn. Over the years, we've had others involved in it, and this year it is Chico Paper Company. They will be bringing over 100 pieces of art, primarily local artists. The art is there to view and to buy, if you'd like. In addition, we also have famed automotive artist Robert Carter's work will be there. This year, through Chico Paper Company, Jake Early has created a limited edition print just for the Concours de la Chapelle.
This whole event is to benefit the Northern California Ballet, and we have one of the dancers from that group. Tell us your name.
Grace Rosenden.
And how long have you been dancing with Northern California Ballet?
For 10 years now.
And what do you like about dancing?
Just being on stage and performing in front of everyone is the best feeling in the world.
Have you been to this event in past years?
Yes. Last year, my car won and is now featured on the poster.
Each ballerina has been assigned to a car and gets votes for it, is that right?
What we do is we have the People's Choice Award. People vote for their favorite show car with dollars. The car with the most votes is featured on the following year's beautiful poster. Our posters have become iconic.
So, Grace, what does this event mean to you as far as something that supports the Northern California Ballet?
It's a great opportunity for local dancers just to get our name out, to represent our studio in the best way possible, to get people to come actually watch our shows.
So what's it like putting on your tutu as you do for this event and running around the whole event, getting votes for your car?
It's a great experience.
Okay, I have to say Grace is over here grinning from ear to ear because this is one of the highlights for the ballerinas. They have so much fun with this particular event.
Yes.
And for us, the gratification that we get in watching these girls grow, and many of them have gone on to dance in major companies. I would add that Nutcracker is the centerpiece of almost every ballet company. Clara in Nutcracker is a coveted role. And Grace was our Clara last year.
Yes, I was. It was an amazing experience.
So, Melissa, I understand that at this event, Concours de la Chapelle, there's going to be lots of great food and drink, right?
Oh, absolutely. We have four different bars in four different areas. We have Martini Island, which is on a real island in the pond. We have Margaritaville. At the Art Barn, we have fine wine and champagne. The Cave will have beer and wine there as well. And yes, it's a real cave. In addition to that, we have four of the region's top caterers. We have Jacoby's, Unwind at 980 / Ready Chef Go, Roots Catering, and this year we're adding a fourth, Green Paradise Cafe, which will be on the Chateau Garden. Then we have music. We have Jazzupa on the main concourse. Holly Taylor is playing in the cave. Paradise Symphony Orchestra strings at the Art Barn. And finally, Dancing Under the Stars to Decades.
A variety of different types of music.
Something for everyone.
Melissa, can you give us details about the date, the location, and how to get more information?
The date is August 27th. It will begin at 6 o'clock in the evening. For more information, you can look to our website at concourschapelle.com. We have tickets available all around the community at various outlets, including Chico Paper Company, Courtesy Automotive Center, and you can call me.
Well, what's your number?
530-228-0941.
That's a week from tomorrow, right, Melissa?
It is.
Concours de la Chapelle. Lots of elegant entertainment to benefit the Northern California Ballet.
Melissa, what kinds of classic cars are commonly seen at this event?
They're all European, which is unusual. We are currently the only strictly European show in the area. Since I've been doing this event, I'm amazed at the number of beautiful European cars that are here in the Chico area. That said, they come from all over the state. One of our People's Choice winners, an adorable little Triumph, came from San Diego last year.
Well, I want to thank all the people here that came to talk about Concours de la Chapelle, which happens a week from tomorrow. Lots of entertainment, food and drink and music and art and all kinds of things. And it's all to benefit the Northern California Ballet and the Rotary Club of Paradise. Thanks to all of you. And that's Weekend Showcase for this week. We'll be back next Friday at 3 o'clock. As always, we encourage you to enjoy the arts where you live. For Weekend Showcase, I'm Tom Kinney. Weekend Showcase is a production of North State Public Radio.